That was "Oh, I'm a Lonely Boy, I'm a Lonely, Lonely Boy" by the Black Keys. You're listening to Tom Boston and Luke Binns. We are two peas in a podcast, and it's the Crime and Punishment special. We're talking all about things that have happened to people where they've had to go to jail. Luke.
Hello.
Are you well?
I'm very well.
You know, police women.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
What do you mean, what do I reckon?
People have got a thing, haven't they, where they say, oh.
Oh, like the...
Uniform.
And, like, ladies like man in uniform.
Why is that? I don't know why that is.
Authoritative kind of figure.
Because, like, if you actually look at a police woman, this is what she's got on. A big high-vis jacket.
Yeah.
And some combat trousers and some boots. Like, you know, like...
And if, the biggest, like, kind of action man multi-belt ever.
Yeah. Loads of tools and walkie-talkies. Yeah. Like, people say, I'm going to a fancy dress party as a policewoman. Oh, are you? And that's not what policewomen look like.
I suppose. Well, and another thing, right? You know when girls go on fancy dress nights out?
Yeah.
Why is everything they dress as just never an actual representation? It's always, oh, it's a sexy this.
Yeah.
It's a sexy that. No, just wear something that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Don't sex it up with wearing suspenders and all this stuff. Oh, I'm going as a sex cat or whatever it is. I'm going as a sex nurse. I'm a sex policeman. No, you're not.
What are you? Sex cat. Right?
It's like so just... some girl went dressed as a builder. No.
No.
Did the builder have suspenders on?
No. If builders wore that
did
on,
they have a tiny on, little
work,
top?
On a work site, right? They'd get sent home. I want to see layers.
Plenty of layers.
Layers, because it's cold.
High-vis.
High-vis, every time.
Tool belt,
with tools, yeah?
Hard hat.
But not those little plastic Bob the Builder hats that you've got from some kind of £1 fancy dress shop. I'm talking...
pink and sparkly, sexy. Oh. Stop making it sexy.
Stop putting glitter on things.
This is a party.
This is
a serious party.
This is a very serious party. No, and also, maybe a lamp on the head. Although they're not working in a cave.
They're not miners.
Well, if, yeah.
Look, if you're on a fancy dress party, you like, you try to get it as authentic as possible,
yeah,
don't you?
Because that's what you go for.
If you get it spot on, people go,
oh, you look great.
That's spot on.
Yeah.
Then some girl comes up and goes, look, I'm a sexy version.
I'm sex builder.
Look, I'm a sex builder.
I'm sex builder.
I'm a sex worker. That's the only time it can work.
The only way you can get away with going to a fancy dress party dressed like that is if you go as a sex worker. Jury duty. Yeah.
Right.
Did he do it or did he not?
And it's as literally simple as that.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing. This is why I want to talk to you about it, because I don't know much about the juridical system.
The jury system.
You go in, 20 people.
Judicial.
You go in, you sit there, and you say, right.
It's about a week long, basically.
Like Coronation Street. I've seen it on Coronation Street. Yeah, I've always thought that as well. If you just act a bit mental, then they just say, I'll go home.
Yeah, definitely. I don't. It's not a joke. It's not. You don't turn up for the social.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't think I'd be good at it, because you have to be serious.
Well, you've got no choice. You can't just turn up and just start cracking one-liners to the jury.
Won't be cracking one-liners, would I? But I'd just be doing a funny, maybe give them a little bit of a wink.
Yeah, who can you give a wink?
The audience.
You haven't that one, barrister. You can't be doing that.
Spinning the wig round. And then what?
Spinning the rig round.
I thought this.
You're going to fish hook it off. It's not a slapstick thing. You are Laura and Hardy.
I thought I could, like, bring sweets for everyone. Would you? So if you're... So
can you imagine that?
We're on the
some
jury.
Some poor woman's breaking down or you know, some grieving, and all you can hear is...
Do you want a word of us?
Shh.
Sorry.
Sorry, Al.
Sorry, I apologise.
And then me and Maltesers go everywhere.
Oh, down the steps.
Hey, do you think we'd be good on that?
No. Well, no, I reckon I'd be good, because I'd know what I was doing. You wouldn't know what you were
well,
doing.
Well, you don't even know how to say judicial.
You'd be nudging me in the dock going, what do you think, Binns?
Yeah, Binns, can I get some of your thoughts and put them in my brain?
You just probably have a big paper with no crossed out and then yes written. Felt wrong.
I just like a big thumbs up or a big thumbs down.
And you'd probably present it like as if you were giving like scores out of 10 to the jury. Can we have that man removed from the dock?
All right, how's this then? Lawyer.
What? You just said a professional.
All right, all right, listen. Me as a lawyer.
No.
Why not?
All right, right. So you're representing me.
Okay, what have you done?
I've done a crime.
What crime?
Murder.
Wow, for my first case?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'm paying you money.
Yeah, I know, but could you so not have maybe just stole?
So I gone done a murder.
I gone done a murder, gone done done a murder.
Right, I've done it, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying I haven't done it.
Oh, okay.
Right, defend me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Luke Binns. Now, I know he looks like he's done the murder, but he is not. And here's why. One, he was with me.
You're a lawyer, not an MC, Tom. You know what I mean?
What?
You're not introducing, like, an hour on stage. So everyone's all right, killer.
Right.
Come on, give him a round of applause. He's had a bit of a hard time, but come on.
Everyone's favourite murderer.
Don't look at him like that. He looks a bit down. He looks like he's got the eyes of a killer, but don't let it fool you. He's a real good laugh, and I'll tell you what, you're in for a treat tonight.
Put your hands together for the cold-blooded killer, Mr. Luke Binns, everybody.
Members of the jury, just give a wink to the waitress. She'll be ringing round wings, trays of wings. And remember, it's 2-for-1 on your cocktails tonight. Enjoy the show.
Speaking of crime, we were just talking about jury duty.
In the crime and punishment special this week.
You've had an absolute nightmare, have you not?
I've been victim of a violent crime. Well, it wasn't a violent crime.
That sounds bad.
I've been a victim of a crime this week.
Are you allowed to talk about it on the radio?
I'm not under any court oath.
Then it's okay.
Well, anyway, I got pickpocketed.
You got pickpocketed?
Yeah.
What, like an Oliver Twist?
A little bit, yeah.
What do you mean you got pickpocketed?
Well, I've been pickpocketed. And yeah. Items in my pocket have been picked and stolen.
What was it, your hanky or your penny farthing?
My pen.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
A penny farthing?
Who gets pickpocketed in 2013?
Me, clearly.
Like, I genuinely thought they stopped doing that in 1935.
And what's weird is, I don't know if you've ever had to ring, like, the authorities.
I've never been pickpocketed. That's what you mean.
Have you ever had to ring the authorities to say something's been lost or stolen or whatever?
No.
You feel like you've committed a crime. Do you know what I mean?
Why do you feel like you've committed a crime?
Because you ring up the police and you put on the most politest voice you've ever heard, ever.
Okay, I will give you that
more,
one, yeah.
More polite than you'd maybe speak to your grandma.
When you talk to someone in authority.
You go, hello there. I'm sorry. I mean, it's my fault. No, it doesn't really matter. I'm sorry.
My name is Luke, and I've had a bit of a someone's. Yeah,
the thing is, because obviously I want some items replacing, and like insurance have got to. You want 24 hours to claim it back.
Yeah.
So I need the police to do it, and I went. She's like, oh, I haven't got any time. And I was like, but I need to make my claims. She's like, I'm sure, yeah, I do, Sonny. But you know, I was like.
We're very busy down here at the cop shop.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get arrested. Like, one false move. You know, if I sound like a bit cheeky, if I sound a bit, they'll be like, you're wasting police time. Send a car around.
Yeah.
Put the cuffs on him. He's over.
Next thing you know, Luke Binns, you don't have to say anything, but anything you do say may be relied on in court.
And just make sure you say thank you and sorry a lot.
Yeah.
And just in case I didn't want to upset
the
policeman.
Hello, thank you and sorry for calling, but thank you. And I'm not lying. I know it sounds like I've gone done a lie, but I'm not doing a lie.
Yeah, because you feel like I'm not lying.
As if they're going, are you doing a lie, son?
Is this some kind of prank call?
Are you having a laugh?
Are you wasting police time?
No.
Do you want to go to jail, son?
Well, you're going to jail tonight. Because we're sending Luke Binns, you don't have to say anything. No. Anything you are. That's happened again. Well, I mean, don't get pickpocketed.
Yeah, all right. It's not as if I went out and went, pickpocket me, please. I would just love to be part of a crime. Because what I've really enjoyed is ringing up insurance companies and play. I've loved it.
You should be more on the ball. And also, how's this for you? A bum bag, right? Listen, don't look at me like that. Listen, I know it's not cool, but...
I don't live in 1990 anymore.
I'm not saying you live in 1990, but this crime...
Shell suits.
I don't want to see you get pickpocketed again with a bum bag. What you've got is the option to keep your belongings in two separate places, right? So you've got pockets.
Have you ever worn one?
I've never worn one. Who wears bum bags?
Yeah,
so you'd have something in this pocket and something in this pocket. But the bum bag, yeah, that's for valuables.
Well,
that's for valuables.
Fair, when
so
I
you
go
keep
to
that,
like foreign countries,
yeah.
And obviously you don't trust Johnny Foreigner.
You don't trust no Johnny Foreigner.
I always wear like kind of secret, like, you know, pouches and stuff to hide me.
Where do you put your things when you're on holiday?
I'm not telling you, because then they'll know.
Oh, okay, as if Johnny Foreigner's listening. It's good when you go away, isn't it? Because you get off the plane and all you do is just grab all your things.
Yeah, but then you roll around town and you think you're safe. Well, I'm going to have to start treating it like the foreign land.
You should. You should treat them like the dirty foreigners that they are. But what I'm saying is it's weird because like you spend 2 weeks just clutching your own wallet.
Yeah.
And you don't do that in this country.
Doing a mental check every 3 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, I've got my things.
Where's my passport?
Are you one of those guys who wears the rucksack on the front like a pregnant woman?
I did in, like, when I went, like, some serious countries.
No, I would rather be robbed than rock that look.
Why?
Because you look stupid.
Tom,
you look stupid.
It's better than being robbed senseless.
No, but just...
It really is.
Just check the zips around the back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's how... Do you know how pickpockets work, Tom?
I don't really know how... I don't know how you've been pickpocketed.
You slyly unzip your thing and steal it. And you won't have a clue what you've done next to me. You get back to the hostel. Can you imagine, Tom? You get your phone, your wallet and your passport nicked.
Yeah.
Would you rather want that than looking a bit stupid?
What I'm saying, with the bum bag. It's Binz's pick of the news.
Hello. And I suppose, to fit in with the link of the show...
Go on.
All these people in this next story is a victim of crimes.
Yep. False crimes.
Crimes that are real.
These are not real news stories.
So, to kick off, in Scotland...
All right, Scotland.
A man has been attacked by an owl.
A man has been attacked by an owl.
He got hospitalised.
Right. What did the owl do?
Well, he come out of a bar, a pub.
Is this the owl or the man?
The man.
The man, yeah.
We'll get onto that later. And he's walking across the car park.
Scottish, so he's drunk.
Yeah. It's racist.
Not racist, is it?
It's racist.
Not racist. Is that racist?
It's just stereotypical.
Yeah, then it's okay.
But, so he's walking across.
Go on.
The car park. Next thing you know, bang, he's on the floor, the ground.
Yeah, go on.
He's bleeding.
Because?
Blood everywhere. And he was like, I thought I'd been hit by a brick in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a thing, not even a flap of the wing.
Thing is,
he saw them coming out of the club. He knew his target. He was like, yeah.
I'm getting that big guy. Yeah. Leave the big guy to me. Always go for the big guy.
He's going down.
You're loving this one, Binz. Thing is, if you get attacked by an owl, you've got to have eyes in the back of
eyes
in the back of your head.
Brilliant. Right, and on to today's main headline.
Go on.
So it's over in Zimbabwe.
All right, Zimbabwe.
And basically the headline reads... Beheaded goblin fights back. 5 people die.
Beheaded goblin
fights
back. Mm-hmm. 5 people die.
Yes. I can see the look of confusion in your eyes.
I'm just taking that in. Goblins aren't real.
So, what happened?
What are you talking about?
I'll just read you the story.
All right, go on.
The story says it itself. So, a traditional healer claimed he was in a house.
I don't know what that is.
He's like a healer, healing powers.
Ooh. Oh, like a guru.
Yeah.
They go like that. Shaman.
No.
What are you talking about? I don't know what the healer is.
Like healing powers, making people spiritually cleansing them and all that.
Oh, right.
He was carrying out a cleansing ceremony. To heal people. When the goblin that he owned, like, he killed it. His house exploded. No.
Let me stop you there. Goblin.
Yeah, according to the story, a man...
What do you mean his house exploded?
I'll explain. According to the story, a man acquired a goblin from a neighbouring country. Don't even say what his country
goblin.
Is.
Binz. Sorry.
No, don't interrupt me. Let me just finish it.
Goblin's not real.
According to the story, a man acquired a goblin from a neighbouring country to bring wealth and prosperity to his business. But the goblin became troublesome, making demands. That's the thing with goblins, isn't it? You can think you can trust them, but they're like, they start saying, I want a coffee, I want to go out, I'm bored, I want to see other people, I want to see other goblins, I'm bored. Why have you taken me from neighbouring country?
Yeah, you shouldn't have took me from that neighbouring country. Have I got a coffee? I want to go outside.
The healer told his wife, right, he was like, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kill the goblin. Kill him for making his extreme demands.
What are you talking about?
So he went, there's 15 grand in the car outside.
Right.
We'll kill the goblin.
Yeah.
Cut our debts.
You knew what it'd be like when we got this goblin. You knew it was going to be tough.
Told you it was a bad idea.
Yeah, you know they've got a very dark side.
Next time, just get like,
a leprechaun.
Yeah. Much easier.
At least we've got the pot of gold.
Less demands.
Yeah. Goblins have got a history. I've got a very checkered past of goblins.
So, the healer beheaded the goblin.
Right, so it says to the wife...
He's called Clever as well.
You get the car sorted. We're going to kill him by taking it off his head.
So
she says, no problem, no worries.
So the man and apparently this wife went out to get the money. That was when the healer shouted back that the goblin was fighting the goblin was fighting back when he beheaded him.
Is this after he's taken off the head?
All I remember after that was a loud sound coming from the bedroom. The walls of the house crumbled and we struggled to get out. And the house blew up and five people died.
The walls of the house crumbled because they beheaded...
The house blew up.
The house,
people
the house exploded because the healer beheaded the goblin.
The healer beheaded the goblin.
I mean,
stay with me there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You beheaded the goblin, and then.
What do you mean when you say goblin?
A goblin.
What do you mean?
Please let me carry on.
No, because you keep doing this, right? I'll just for people who are not here in the studio or on the webcam. I asked Bins what he means. He smirks and looks down at his news story.
Well, what do you think a goblin is?
Goblin's a mystical, magical...
Yeah, well, he got one of them.
No.
Beheaded it.
No, what I'm saying.
The goblin fought back, the house blew up. Yeah, this weird thing happened to me this week.
Hey, what's been going on?
Right. I saw someone...
From the past.
That I've not seen in 9 years. But then I did. It's not like going, oh, I saw someone like a friend. Like,
yeah.
Say if I didn't see you for 9 years, I go, oh, it's Tom, I know Tom.
Why would you not see me for 9 years? I don't like when you say stuff like that.
It's going to happen one day, Tom.
I know, yeah.
He'll leave you for nine
I
years.
I think you're going to shut the door.
Oh, slam it, man.
Change the locks.
Yeah. Change the address. So it's not like that, like going, oh, yeah, wow, do you remember? Well, hi. It's.
If you don't talk to me for 9 years, I'm going to be mad. So let's just, well, even off the record, I'm not even on mic now. I'm saying... You better not.
Just do it. Tom's actually tilted his head away from him. So he can talk like that.
I'm being serious. 9 years.
Well, just don't annoy me.
I do annoy you, though.
Otherwise, I'll give you a 9 year shun.
Nine. As if, like, that's it.
I'll shoot you out, and this will happen. You'll come up to me and go, yeah. Go on. I've not seen you in 9 years.
Hiya, mate. You all right?
Sorry?
It's me, Tom Boston, your co host from 9 years ago on Two Peas in a Podcast.
Do you know that guy?
It's me. Bins,
talking about.
Bins, can you open the... It's cold out here. Can you open the door at least?
Shh.
I've already seen you. Because who have we got in there? Is that Dave?
Shh, Dave. What did I tell you?
Dave, will you shut up? You're ruining
it. Messing with that switch. Stop it. Dave, stop it now. Dave, put it down.
He's seen us.
That's ruined now, isn't
Dave,
it?
You
can go and answer the door then.
Dave, you know what? You know what? You can deal with it, because I'm not having it.
We invited Dave anyway.
We invited Dave.
I didn't want him here.
And that is what it'd be like.
That is what the cold reality
if
of life
I didn't see
would
for
be.
9 years.
Well, I look forward to it.
We're off. See you later.
See you later. It's been nice.
It's been good. You can download Two Peas in a Podcast in these ways. One, on the website, www.twopeasinapodcast.co.uk. Bins, what's the second way?
Twitter?
No.
We are the peas.
No, you can't download the show on Twitter.
Oh, you can get links though.
Yeah.
I want listening.
Back to me. Two, on iTunes, type in Two Peas in a Podcast. What's the third way, Luke?
Twitter? No.
You can, if you go to Stitcher, right, it's an app for you.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Type in Two Peas in a Podcast. We're also on Twitter.
Are we?
We are the Peas. Have a look at us on Facebook. We'll see you next week. So, are you saying to me that pickpocketers, not the hanky, because I thought it was a hanky hanging out of the pocket, and then the guy gets a bit of the hanky, grabs the... No.
No.
No.